Those Two Girls Catch Up.
In the line, there's 1, 2, 3. That's
welcome to the Friday podcast.
Okay. Then...
Lisa's just currently trying to
and
teach us how to do
maths. And you've got 3 times 4, 7. So 12. Sorry, 3 times 4 is 12. So 30 plus 12, 42.
This will all make a lot more sense
this,
in the podcast.
I find it
any tips
confusing. I don't know.
That's not easy. I'd rather just do the maths in my head.
Yeah, I'd rather just use
a calculator. Yeah, but it's when they're learning...
Hey, Siri, what's 4 times 5?
Guys, that's not what they're learning in class. They're learning division.
4 times 5 is 20.
Thank you, Siri.
They have to learn it, Aaron.
I know, but that's not an easy way to learn it.
It is an easy way. Go 8 times 8. So 6, 7, 8. Here's your 8.
64.
Yeah, there. Okay, so count all those fingers up, Sarah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's your 60. Then above, 2 times 2, 4. 64.
Let's get to the podcast. This will all make a lot more sense right now.
Those Two Girls.
Morning.
Hello. Friday, we've made it to the end of the week.
Woo.
And I nearly made it to the end of another week without going to a graveyard. But, oops, like Brittany, I've done it again.
Again?
Yeah, again.
How many times
it was just a quick visit. Yesterday afternoon, I'd bought a book for my eldest daughter, one that I loved when I was a kid, Penny Pollard's Diary.
That was quite possibly the best book ever.
Oh, it was so good. You can't find it anyway. So I'd ordered it from a bookstore and they said, it's here, come and collect it. Now, to go to this bookstore, we have to drive past a very old graveyard.
Yes.
Now, my littlest girl, who's nearly 6, knew that I'd taken her big sister for a wander through a cemetery a couple of weeks ago while she was off at a play date. And as we were driving past, she said, "Mum, please, can we go in to the graveyard on the way home?" And I said, "No, we don't really have enough time. We've got to do homework and I've got to cook dinner." And she started to cry. And when she cries, she drops her bottom lip and her eyes fill with these big fat tears. And I said, "All right, we'll go, but just for 10 minutes, all right?" So I parked, we walked in, she was doing her thing, picking up flowers, putting them on graves. And then as we were walking back to the car, she said, "God, it actually makes me feel really sad being in here if I think about it."
Finally, one family member.
A normal one.
My heart was steeled and I was like, you're not ready for this experience.
You're not one of us.
You're not one of us. These aren't places for tears.
They kind of are the place for tears.
Well, not when you're wandering just pleasantly.
She's too young, Sarah.
Yeah.
Let her go. Let her be a normal child.
I think she's over it.
To a pine bark infested playground with plastic rides.
No, I don't want
rides.
The pine bark in my car. I'd rather some ghouls. There's a poor lady up in Queensland who has needed to drug herself with sleeping tablets to get a bit of shut-eye.
God.
All right. Why? Now, it's actually Sleep Awareness Week this week, which is a side note.
But I don't think they want us to spruik sleeping tablets. I think Sleep Awareness Week is kind of about healthy sleep habits.
Well, that's...
But push on.
That's true. But, you know, any publicity is good publicity, even bad like that. gave them. Anyway,
okay, so what
she needs sleeping tablets. She can't get to sleep because there are echidnas shagging under her house. And they're making all kinds of echidnary sexual noises and she can't get to sleep.
Oh, they must be loud.
Well,
you know, have you ever, I
imagine echidnas are quiet achievers, but they must be quite vocal.
You know when koalas do the rompy pompy? That is disturbing.
Yeah, isn't that
more? I am... Sarah.
That's weird.
Isn't that, that's a koala mating thing.
Yeah, I know.
What about at mum and dad's?
Yeah, it's disturbing hearing koalas. I'm thinking echidnas must be similar.
Koalas.
Sarah. Oh my God.
Yeah, so 2 echidnas make a lot of ruckus when they get frisky under her floorboards. She said they're scratching around all through the night, okay? And she's actually got 6 of them wandering around her place.
It's a menage a 6.
Well.
Okay, so I think she's judging the echidnas a bit there. Maybe they're trying to reignite the fire, the passions in their relationships.
Well,
plural.
Apparently she's got a cozy little house, and they like damp soil because they can dig through it easily.
Yes.
So that's become their love nest. And the echidna quills scrape on the floorboards
above her, below her,
obviously.
Above them and below her.
And when that's under your bed at night, it can keep you awake.
I really want to hear echidnas shagging now. This is my what I want to do this weekend is...
That's very weird.
..is fine.
What does that sound like? Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking it's got to be like a koala.
Well, here's the thing. Do you know, she's actually hoping that all this action comes to fruition because...
Baby echidnas.
Baby echidnas are called puggles.
Oh. God, remember that show on like the kids network ABC 2 or ABC 3? There was a kids show called Puggles, and I just realised now he was in echidna, Sarah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Puggles. Do you know that a group of kittens is called a Kindle?
Why are we here now?
Oh, Aaron.
Because you've just got to keep up with us. It's
Kindle,
tangent central.
Like a book.
We've got
like an electronic book. Yes. Kindle.
Yes.
That's fascinating, Sarah.
Well, is it?
Yeah, it is.
I think it is, Aaron. I think most of our listeners will agree.
You're our little puggle.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Please, you've been talking about this next story all morning.
I'm hoping I'm not going to stuff it up, okay? But you've just got to... this
you
could
put the mocker on yourself now.
This could be a game changer for you guys and for all of our listeners who are in the trenches of teaching the multiplication times table to their children. Now, my eldest son, Remy, is in year 4 and, you know, they're at the point now where they're going into division. And in order to understand division, you've got to know your times table pretty damn well, don't you? And like a lot of kids, yeah, he sort of struggles with the 6, 7, 8, 9 times table. Like they're the ones that get a little bit trickier.
Yeah.
He's really good with his other ones, you know, knows them really well. So I thought I need to be helpful here. I went onto YouTube and I have come across the most incredible maths trick using both of your hands, the 10 fingers on your hands.
Oh, this is not what you're about to share, is it?
It 100% is because I know that Sarah won't know it.
Everyone knows
Nobody knows it. I have never known this. So Everybody's just going to listen to it because if you have children out there... they won't know it. Aaron, Sarah, are you ready?
I'm ready. My hands are splayed.
So splay both of your hands out in front of you. Looking at your thumbs.
Yes.
Each thumb is your number 6. Then your next finger, so your pointer finger, becomes 7.
Yeah.
Then 8, 9, 10 out to your pinkies.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your code. So let's take the first multiplication problem. Let's go 7 times 7.
Okay, Mrs. Carlo.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron. You're my favourite student. Okay, so can you find the number 7 on your left hand? It's your pointer finger, isn't it? Okay, turn it inwards. Turn it clockwise so that your pointer finger, your number 7, is now pointing like a flat line, okay?
Yes.
Now find your other number 7 on your right hand. So again, the pointer finger. Point them towards each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Now count the number of fingers, including your pointer fingers, below the line. So 1, 2, 3, 4. See that?
No.
So here, Sarah, this bloody line here.
This is bad radio.
No, she's going to love this. Okay, so 1, 2, 3. See below this line, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, right? That becomes your tens. So that's 40, isn't it?
I'm so confused.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 40. Be a good student. Now, then, what was the problem? Now you've confused me.
Seven times seven. I mean, I know it's 49.
Okay, good. So you've got 4 down below. Now, how many fingers above the line, Sarah? 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6.
Okay, so you go 3 fingers on your left times 3 fingers there. What's 3 times 3?
9.
Okay, now add your 49.
9,
yes!
That's not easy.
It is easy.
Practical.
It is easy. Remy did about 8 sums back to back, and once you figure it out, he was like, boom, 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 56, 42, and he got it.
Aaron, is that what you knew?
Mine was a different one. Mine was just for the 9 times tables.
See, so you didn't know.
Do you know my one, though? Let's share my one quickly.
Okay, go.
Hold your hands up.
Yes.
Yes.
Say you want 9 times 2.
Yeah.
Drop your second finger.
Why?
That is then
18.
The answer. 1 plus 8, it's 18. 9 times 3.
What's, where's 1
oh,
plus
27. 8? 27. Oh, that's a good one.
I don't
one.
Get it. I don't get it. What do you do?
I'll explain it during the song.
Craig.
Oh, God, that's me.
That was so smooth.
That was so good on your
behalf. I'm
sorry,
behalf. I thought we were going to a song.
Not great on our behalf.
Look, anyway, this is about you.
Well, we wanted to
say.
Ask you, Aaron, how are you going with your plans to move out of your parents' house? Because you have been hunting around for an inner city apartment on your own. You don't want to live with other people.
Mm.
How are you going?
It's all going well. Should this be an on-air chat?
Well, what's the ETA? Because I feel like you represent the millennials that may listen to our show.
Quite soon, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully for some people more than you, because the latest housing income and labour dynamics survey data has come out. And it's confirmed a trend towards young adults staying in the family home longer. Now, this survey started in 2001, right? There were 47% of people aged 18 to 29, men actually, who still lived with their parents in 2001.
18 to 29?
Yep. Now, it's 36 to 54% of people aged 18 to 29 are living with their parents.
Wow.
That's 36%. You, Aaron. That's you, loser.
I'm on the lower end of that spectrum. Don't turn on me.
He is the lower end of that age spectrum, in fairness.
Thank you.
And his parents actually really like him.
Here's where I'm at. This is going to be an off-air chat that's coming on air. I'm the youngest child. It feels harder for me to move out
because
I'm making them empty nesters. The other two could just move out.
You don't think they want to be empty nesters?
They are craving an empty nest. Wow. They are counting.
They're so tired.
They're so tired of raising you three.
How old's your oldest sibling?
28.
So for 28 years,
it's still going.
They've had one, then two, then three children in their house, and you are holding them back under the guise of they really like me. They want me to stay living with them. They don't want to be footloose and fancy-free semi-retirees.
They're not that old.
Does it just go with it, Aaron? You've got to get out. So you need a hard and fast departure date. For their
sake. You
know what?
I reckon that we maybe get Aaron's mum on the eve of Aaron's departure.
I wouldn't have thought that's a good idea.
Yeah, because we've had chats with your mum before and
I know,
we can talk to her. We can talk to her as women, as mothers, and she will give us the down low on how she is so
but
happy.
But we'll have to do it where she thinks that Aaron isn't listening because we want her real
how
honest
would that work?
Feelings.
How would that ever happen?
Sarah's got
her number. You know it's time to go. I mean, if it's Survivor,
Big Brother,
your lantern is being
dimmed. Time to go, Aaron.
Dimmed. I'm looking.
Not fast enough, according to this data.
Hurry up, Sunny Jim.
Get out.
Those two girls.
Here comes the one. Na 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one.
Just one.
Just one. Yes, it's the one word song game where Azzy's going to give us one word from a song and Lise and I have to guess it by title and artist, and it is a lot trickier than it sounds.
Well, that's right, because the other person can steal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the name of the game.
Buzzers, if Lise gets in, it'll sound like this. Sarah? We had no score last week because we went through two tiebreakers and still no one could get it.
Which is unusual. Taken it down a notch, but Lise is by far in the lead on.
Do you have the current score?
It is 11-6.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, let's go. Let's do this.
All right. Word number one is...
Anyone.
We're
chasing cars. Chasing
if I
cars.
With
by.
No, 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 with me.
It's chasing cars, na, na, but who sings it, Lise? Who sings it? We just forget the past if I stay.
It's chasing cars
by who? I don't know who the artist is.
Hold I don't on. Know if I can give you the point.
Chasing cars.
Can have some more
by
time.
Nickelback.
No, it's definitely not Nickelback. Stop saying that's Nickelback as your default answer. Nick, chasing cars by. Oh my God! Bloody Meg Ryan. Stupid movies.
Okay,
that's
don't,
the movie
don't blame
it's from.
Meg Ryan.
That is the movie it's from.
Yeah, we don't.
All right.
The one that goes to heaven.
That is Snow Patrol.
Snow Patrol. I never would have got that.
They are in the country at the moment, touring.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, good on them.
Check your local guides for information. Let's get on to word number two.
Yes, let's go.
This is it.
That was three words, can't you count?
It's internet.
Internet?
I thought it was in the night.
No, it's internet.
Oh, God. Now it's ringing a bell. Hold on.
Sounds like Bieber.
Go again, Az. Oh, my God. I'm never going to hear it.
Selena Gomez?
No. It's on the radio at the moment.
God, play it again.
That doesn't, just because I'm on the radio doesn't mean I'll listen to the music.
Oh, this is going to be a repeat of last week.
What is that?
Hold on. Can Sarah shut her pie hole for a second play it?
I'll turn her off.
I mean, whoever it is needs enunciation lesson.
No, that doesn't help. That's a hindrance. Who sang that? We don't know.
We give up.
It is Katy Perry. Never Really Over. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over.
Okay.
That's so hard, Aaron.
No, we are not in a good way here, are we?
No.
Here we go. Word number three.
I could be down. I could be blue. I could be fine. Let's go.
Oh, what is his name?
You like. I gotta be green, gotta be blue, gotta be everything wrong.
I'll take title.
Like walk out the door.
Goodness, what is it?
I could be down. That's gonna start me from the funny beginning.
I'm gonna get it.
Oh
my God. Miss Kelly, Grace Kelly, Grace Kelly. Oh, my God. What is his name, though, Az?
Praise the Lord.
It is Mika.
Mika. I would never have
got. Because he also did Big Girls, You Are Beautiful.
And because it's best of three, that's it.
Oh, no. No win today, Lise. It stays.
No, Lise's, I got that. I
Lise's
got the point.
Got
Grace
I've
Kelly.
Given Lise the point.
Oh, excuse me. Then we need to go to tiebreak because I got Chasing Cars at the very beginning.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Cool, quick tiebreaker.
Always knew there was nepotism in this show.
Oh. I cannot concentrate in this workplace.
Up to the
You too. You too.
It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day.
That is a Lise Carlo win.
Praise be!
We have to get out of here. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right, bye.
My sister got married to that song to her loser ex-husband.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the show.
Oh, God. One word song game is exhausting.
It's just, I don't know.
No good.
No, we're no good at the moment. I feel like you've...
There's something happening when you pull out the word where it goes, it morphs in the beginning, like, and then it gets into the word, and it's not seamless. It just needs a hard cut.
It's just a fade in.
Don't fade. I want to fade.
Do you want a podcast
version?
Special
yes.
Round.
Yes.
Go.
Right, here it is.
Oh, so hold on. I've turned off our buzzers. Hold on. Here we go.
Okay. Well, you know what you're doing?
Yep. Okay.
Here we go.
Back.
Drowning. I can feel it coming in the air tonight by
Phil Collins.
Not Billy Joel, it's Phil Collins. It's the other one. That's it.
Lise Carlo.
Did you just say the F word?
No, I said the S word.
What's that word?
Doesn't rhyme with uck.
I said shit's back. Shuck. Shit, I'm back.
Oh, you must have said buck, did you?
I didn't. I said shit, I'm back.
Shucks.
What day is it?
Okay.
Friday.
Have a listen to how the rest of the show panned out.
No, we've
no,
done
this
that.
Is the...
The show's already happened. The show's already happened. We've already done our little top bit.
Have we?
Is there someone famous out there?
Just our boss, Jack.
No, out there, that guy, that guy.
That's Jack.
Not Jack. Oh. I know what Jack looks like. Who is...
I don't know. I just waved at him, though.
No, let's be real. Jack is currently still interviewing for Scotty's replacement, so that he might be one of the candidates. Not on the show, in Scotty's other role.
Oh, God, you scared the bejesus out of me.
Oh, I thought, what a welcome relief.
Aaron Wheeler.
All right, guys, have a good weekend.
I'm going to just cry all weekend after
Come on,
that.
I'll give you a hug over there, darling.
Don't want Matt either.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.